It's time for Castle Country Focus, and joining us on the telephone today, we have Huntington City Mayor Hillary Gordon, who's going to talk about a very, very busy 4 days coming up in Huntington between Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. First off, Mayor Gordon, it's great to get you on today. Thank you for taking out the time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always good to talk about the entertainment and the things that are going on for Heritage Day, so glad to share.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, this is one of the best times of the year. Not only is the weather absolutely beautiful outside, but we're right around the 4th of July, which is always a huge holiday. And you mentioned Heritage Days. I mean, you guys have just days of events lined up for people. And the best part about it, it's basically all free. I mean, that's what's so great. There's something for everyone.
There really is. And there's a few things that we do charge for, but very, very modest price. Saturday, we're going to have, you know, starting out with the Best Shot competition. That's at 9:30 in the morning, and that's up Huntington Canyon at Seeley's Fruit Farm. They have an amazing target area right there. So that's for kids, even 18 and under. They're required to have a parent or a guardian with them, but even the youngsters can come and enjoy that at target shooting, and there are prizes, all kinds of things. So that's a fun thing to do Saturday morning. And then in the afternoon, we have a pet contest at 2:30. We have a baby contest. We have kids' games and competitions, and all of this is free. Then we have dinner. It's an amazing dinner that we have, and it's a modest price of $20 for a family and $5 a plate. While that is being served and people are eating, we have Val Jensen Band to entertain under the pavilion right there. So that's a really nice thing to have, and like I said, it's a very, very good dinner. Sunday, we have a fireside at 7 o'clock at the LDS Center. There, the Glee Club sings some amazing songs, so that's good. Monday, we start out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with a volleyball tournament. Then we have a free ice cream social. We serve ice cream and cookies to everybody that would like that. And it keeps us really busy because it's hot weather this year especially, and everybody would like that, so it's a good thing. Then we have entertainment, which is the No Limits. They are an amazing little group. All kinds of fun and activities with them. Then we have a color run starting at 7:30. Line up about 7:15 for that. And then that's a fun thing for those that want to run in the heat. That's not exactly me, but you know what? A lot of people love to do that. So it's starting to cool down at that time, hopefully. And then we have the kids' parade of lights at 9:15. Line up at 9 o'clock, and then the kids' fireworks at 9:45. So that's a lot of fun things there. Also, at the same time that's going on, for those that are not particularly interested in that type of thing, we have a horseshoe tournament at 7 o'clock that same night at the rodeo grounds. So a lot of teams are invited to come to that, and fun times had there. Then we have Tuesdays. We have the flag ceremony at 7:30, and we have breakfast that we myself and the council are serving and cooking from 7:30 to 9. We have amazing things like hams, hash browns, scrambled eggs, pancakes, juice, milk, whatever you want in that respect. It's a really, really good breakfast. Again, it's $5 a plate or $20 a family. So very, very economical and a good breakfast. The parade starts at 10 o'clock, and then we have free kids' attractions all day, which are the toys, the slides, the swings, the train, all of these things. The park's just filled with all kinds of kids' things, the rock wall. I'm thinking of a few of these things that happen. So really, really good. And all of those are free. The children are free to enjoy that, and they do, and they do. So that's a good thing. And as I said, the sponsors that contribute to our 4th of July really do help us to do these for free. Years ago, when I first started aboard the council in 2000, I hate to tell you how many years I've been doing this, but it's very, very good, and I was on the council, and we had a charge for those things, but now we do those things for free so the children can enjoy that, and it's exciting because there are a lot of children that do not get to experience family vacations, and so this is a very good thing for them, and I thank all the sponsors that contribute to make that happen. So we have that going on all day. We have entertainment then at 11:30. They're called the Wasatch County Pickers. At 1:30, we have a specialty act, the Hypno Hick. And at 4 o'clock, we have a little lawnmower races, and they are going to be, I believe, they're now going to be at the league field there in Huntington at the Lee Field, so that's what I'm thinking. They had to be moved, so they're not going to be at the junior high, but those that are interested in racing a lawnmower, I guess, but that's kind of a fun thing for some people. And then that's going to be followed by the amazing fireworks display at 9:45, between 9:45 and 10 o'clock when it gets dark enough that the fireworks can be seen well. And everybody comes from all over the area to see these, and they are absolutely wonderful. It's a very, very good ending to 3 or 4 days of busy, busy times. We've had our rodeo the prior week, weekend before, and we had a huge crowd at the rodeo, so it was very, very, very good. And appreciate everyone that helps, all the people that contribute their time and money to this, and look forward to seeing a lot of people at our Heritage Day celebration.
Yeah, you mentioned all the things that go into this 4 days, and I mean, it's absolutely amazing the amount of events that Huntington will actually provide to the public. A lot of buildup. I'm sure you guys are working on this nearly year-round.
Actually, we do. We start our new... We have a meeting at the end of the celebrations, like the next month, maybe the end of August, beginning of September, so that things are fresh on our mind, things that we would like to change, add to, do differently, maybe, you know, just kind of a putting in basically everyone's opinions of what went wrong or what went right. And so then we do that, and then we start out with regular meetings in January. Every month we have a meeting of a great big group of us from the city that meet and to organize, because no one person can do all that this, you know, requires of us.
Let me ask Mayor Gordon here, when we get to Tuesday night for the finale, the fireworks, of course, that's the big buildup. Everybody loves the fireworks. Where does Mayor Gordon suggest watching the fireworks in Huntington? Where's the best place, the most relaxing and the best view to watch the fireworks?
Well, a lot of people go to the rodeo grounds, but that fills up very, very soon. And we have a lot of the sheriff's office that help us, and people are able to park all the way down the side roads right there. In the past, a lot of people have sat at the junior high. I don't know whether that's going to be possible this year. I'm going to talk to the principal there. They have just laid new sod and done a whole bunch of landscaping there, so... I'm going to see whether that's a possibility, but a lot of people like to sit on the lawn there and watch the fireworks from there. I myself actually can watch them from my backyard.
Perfect.
And a lot of people that have that ability do that, but probably the rodeo grounds and the Little League parks and stuff give you a very, very good view.
Well, Mayor, lastly, before I let you go, I want you to go ahead and invite everybody out to Heritage Days and make sure that they take part in what is just a year-round planning deal for you guys in a very, very great 4 days.
Thank you. I'm hoping that, you know, we have a lot of people inviting everyone to come. As you mentioned before, there is a lot of stuff that is absolutely free. You know, free ice cream, free pet contest, baby contest, so many things that are free and enjoyable for families that are not necessarily going on vacations. And even if you are, spend the time with us these 3 or 4 days and enjoy yourself. We have one thing I forgot to mention. There will be loads of vendors in the park, lots and lots of things that are food vendors, you know, lemonade vendors, fresh juices, all kinds of things to keep cool in this hot weather that we're having this year.
Huntington City Mayor Hillary Gordon, thank you once again, Mayor, for taking out the time to join us here on Castle Country Focus. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.